small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. And joining me today is, once again, my daughter.
Hello.
Rita Dotson.
Hi.
And we are doing Rita's Playlist, Volume 3.
Yes.
All right. So this is the way to kick the summer off right, right?
Right. But also,
Right. Mm-hmm. With some new tunes to listen to for the summer.
Yes.
All right. So, but there's also something else that's happening today. Not only are we just doing this podcast for the world, mm-hmm. this is also going to be sent to
my choir teacher, Mrs. Abby.
Is it Mrs. Abby or Miss Abby?
Ooh.
She's married.
Yeah.
But do you call her Miss Abby or Mrs. Abby?
Both.
You call her both?
Yeah, I'm not sure if she prefers one. I guess when she hears this, she'll let me know. But, yeah.
So, Miss Abby is your choir teacher, and yes. you have a final project due.
Yeah.
And it can be anything?
It can be anything. The guidelines said that she just wants us to use our voices. Like,
okay.
She said whether that's, like, speaking or singing or, you know.
So, it doesn't have to be your singing voice?
No.
Even though it's for choir?
No, it doesn't.
So, you're going to use your speaking voice?
Yeah.
When's that going to start?
What do you mean?
This is the voice you're going to use for this show?
Yes.
All right. I guess it'll have to do. So, Miss Abby, you're in choir, and do you want to say your school? Should we say
my school?
Should we say what school you go to?
I don't think you have any crazy fans who are going to come to my school, so yes.
Okay.
I'll say my school.
So, the school is?
Santa Susana High School.
Santa Susana High School. And to be in choir, mm-hmm. can anyone be in?
Yeah.
You don't have to audition?
Well, you have to audition for some choirs. Like, you have to audition for show choir, Abbey Road. Actually, I think you kind of have to audition for, like, you can't just sign up. You have to audition for every choir, okay. I'm pretty sure. But there are some that you're more likely to get in than others just because, like, Abbey Road is more exclusive because it has less people in it. So she can only put a certain number of people in that class, as opposed to show choir that has like 40 people.
Okay, so.
Excuse you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll edit that part out.
Okay.
So, Abbey Road, mm-hmm. that's a play on words because it's Abbey Road, like the Beatles.
Yeah.
But it's also Miss Abbey.
Yeah.
Abbey Road. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but when you decided that you wanted to go to Santa Susana High School because it's a performing arts mm-hmm. high school, you did have to audition.
Yeah, I did have to audition.
And what did you have to do to audition?
I had to sing a song, and they also, well, for the classes I was auditioning for, which was show choir, mm-hmm. You had to do a dance. You have to do a dance when you're auditioning for show choir and musical.
And your strength, is it singing or dancing?
Singing, not dancing.
Scale of 1 to 10, how are you at dancing? 10 being the best.
10 being the best. I'm going to say a 6.5.
6.5, that's fair.
That's okay.
Sometimes you nail it, and sometimes...
I like dancing. I think dancing's fun, but would I say it's like my strongest suit? No, as opposed to other people in the program, absolutely not.
Like, you can dance, but when you're yeah. dancing with a group and you guys all have to be together and in sync, that's the difficult part.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the other way around. I think when I have a routine and I'm dancing mm-hmm. in a group and we're all in sync, I think that I'm better at that mm-hmm. than, let's say, someone told me to freestyle and start gotcha. Dancing on the spot. Then I have no idea what to do.
Now, when we see one of your shows and you're dancing and you're not doing well and the guy next to me says, look at that kid, I go, I know, right?
No one has said that.
And then they say,
don't make me look bad.
They say, which kid is yours? And I always just say,
point to someone else.
I point to Brooke.
Yeah, you'll point to Brooke and you'll say, that one's mine.
She's right there.
She's
hi.
Right there.
And then when you wave to me, I go, what's that kid waving at?
Stop.
But singing is your strength.
Yeah, I think so.
Scale of 1 to 10, what do you think your singing is?
I don't know.
What if you're really nailing it?
Like if I'm really singing my best?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't rate my singing because it's like, I don't want to to seem you don't like wanna... I think I'm the best singer ever.
Right.
If someone is like, if I was rating myself a 10, that means I'd be like Lady Gaga level.
Okay, and that makes sense.
No.
Or Adele is a 10.
Or Adele, yeah.
Okay.
Or Ariana Grande.
Mm.
Ariana Grande is great.
Mm, she sings in baby talk words.
No, she does not.
Yeah, she does.
She does not. She is a great singer. You need to hear her sing.
She's a wolf, you will
no,
my favorite
no,
things.
That is not even her song. It's called Seven Rings.
I don't like it.
But no, that is, no. I think Ariana Grande is great. You need to hear her without like some of the vocal effects that they put on her voice sometimes.
You know, if you're a good singer, you don't need, no, they shouldn't be putting vocal effects
no,
on your voice.
But, well, Billie Eilish is a great singer and this they put vocal effects on her voice.
What?
Sometimes just
don't say it.
Just to match the vibe of the song.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll talk more about school as we get going.
Yeah.
We're going to play some songs. We have like 26 songs in our playlist.
Right.
You picked 15 songs.
Yes.
And can we talk about the singers as we go along? Like,
sure.
What do you like about them?
Sure. Some of them, I only have like a couple of songs.
What do you mean?
By that. Well,
oh,
I
you mean in your Spotify, you only have a few songs
yeah.
by a certain artist.
Yeah, or I don't know them very well.
Okay, and I've just picked a bunch of songs by artists that I like that have new music out in 2021. Songs that maybe people might enjoy on their summer playlist.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I'm working myself.
I don't really
this.
Know if mine's like summer playlist. It's more just what I've been listening to.
Right, right, right. Yeah, yeah. It doesn't have to be a summer playlist.
Yes.
It's Rita's playlist.
Right.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly.
All right. What caught your eye up there? What did you see?
I'm just looking around.
All right. Well, pay just attention.
Looking at your Pop Funkos and stuff.
Well, pay attention.
It's a very distracting room.
Don't people let people know I have toys. All right. So let's kick it off. You're going to kick it off. What's your first song?
I'm going to keep it with the first song I put on my list, which was Giraffe by the Miniature Tigers. Do you say miniature or miniature?
Let me try it.
I say miniature.
I say miniature.
Miniature Tigers. So it's Giraffe by the Miniature Tigers.
Not the miniature.
No.
See, do you say tigers or do you say tiggers?
You know what?
What?
Tigers.
All right. So here we go. This is Giraffe by the Miniature Tiggers.
Stop. Not like from Winnie the Pooh. Tiger.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yeah.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
I've been ready.
Stifle.
I've been drinking with wolves dressed up as sheep and killing injured creatures in their sleep. Get some feelings that truly bothers me. I can save them. I know I can. That's what you get for sticking at your neck.
So that's why it's called Giraffe.
Yeah, you get it?
Because a giraffe has a long neck.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Exactly. Fun fact.
Let me hear it.
I played a song by them last time.
Okay. Did I enjoy that song? Because I enjoyed this new one.
I think so. It's called Like or Like Like. You've played it before.
Yeah, I think I liked that song. I liked it.
You did?
I think I liked it.
But, yeah. So
I didn't like it. I liked it.
Ha, ha, ha. But, yeah, so I thought I'd play another song by them, especially
right.
because Ezra, my sibling, made me a playlist when they went off to...
College?
Back to college
mm-hmm.
last year.
Yeah.
And then I just looked at it recently, and then I added this song from that playlist.
All
fun
right, cool.
fact also, Mrs.
This
Abby's-
This is the second fun fact.
Yeah, second fun fact. Mrs. Abby's son is also named Ezra, and I don't think that she knows that my sibling's also named Ezra, which I just think that's cool.
I thought you were going to say her son is named Giraffe.
No.
That would not be-
Why would her son be named Giraffe?
A giraffe's a very lovely animal?
No, absolutely not. But yeah, that's it. That's all I
all right, cool.
have to say.
Now, I noticed a couple of songs in your playlist have mm-hmm. an E for explicit. Are we going to be hearing
yes.
foul language as we get into the show?
I don't know.
When you're playing a song that has an explicit lyric, I hope that when you sing the song, you do not sing that lyric, right? You wouldn't?
No, never.
All right, good. You're a good kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is a brand new song. I think it just came out last week. So it's from 2021. The band is Counting Crows. It's from an EP called Butter Miracle Suite 1.
Do you think I'll like this one?
Well, you'll tell me after each song if you like it or not.
Okay.
And this song is called Bobby and the Rat Kings. Now, I picked this song. Well, first of all, I like it. I like it a lot. But I also thought that Bobby and the Rat Kings sounds like something that might be in a Broadway musical.
Bobby and the Rat Kings?
Bobby and the Rat Kings.
Maybe. This sounds like Ratatouille the musical.
It's not that at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to have an open mind.
Mind is open.
And an open heart.
Okay.
This is the Counting Crows.
I'm an elevator kid pushing buttons when I want to go home. My generation hasn't even got a name of its own. We just buy what the TV sells, and almost never stop wishing we were somebody else. But tonight, in the dark, I can be myself. When Bobby and the Rat Kings come to play, we'll make them stay, we'll make them play. I'll play till the stars all fade, we'll make them stay till dawn.
Now, before you pass judgment, I just want to tell you that you probably know that singing voice because that's the guy and the band that sings Accidentally in Love from Shrek.
Oh, how does that go?
What's the problem, baby?
What's the problem? Yes, I know that.
See, I can't sing. I would fail the
audition. I was going to say don't sing, but...
All right, so...
No, I know that song.
So what's your hot take on Bobby and the Rat Kings?
I liked the background music mm-hmm. and like the background harmonies and stuff, but I think some of the lyrics to the songs you like are so weird.
How dare you?
For me, if the lyrics are like really, really like weird or don't make sense, then I don't know how much I like the song, but can I rate it out of 10?
I guess so.
I'm going to rate it like a 6.
I think a 6 is a good rating, to be honest.
I don't think it's that bad.
I live my life at a 6 level.
I could listen to that without like trying to pay attention to the lyrics and just enjoy it. Like I'll be doing something else and listening to it. I feel like I'd enjoy it because I think the background like beat is good. You know what I mean when
yeah,
I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. I strive for a 6.
Maybe I shouldn't have rated it a 6.
All right. What is your next song?
Okay.
Again, all my songs are from 2021, this year.
Okay. My next song is Transparent Soul by Willow.
Now,
Willow Smith.
Willow Smith. This is Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's daughter.
Mm-hmm. This is her new song.
She broke through with Whip Your Hair Back and Forth.
Yes.
And sometimes I don't like her music, but I really do like this song.
I know. You've listened to it with me in the car, and I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I was reading something about how she's trying to do a new like punk-ish style.
I think it's working.
I think so, too.
This features Travis Barker on drums, and Travis Barker is the drummer for a California punk pop rock band called Blink 182.
He also drummed for Machine Gun Kelly sometimes.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that Machine Gun Kelly?
I think some of his songs are good.
Mm-hmm.
I know my friend Jessica's really obsessed with Machine Gun Kelly. Like she loves all his music.
All right. Jessica needs to calm down.
No, it's really, I agree with her. I think his music's good. All right. Yes.
Let's listen to Transparent Soul. And it's spelled like all one word.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Willow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 before we even start it.
You like it that much?
I do. So we're going to go in with people right now who are thinking, oh, this must be the most amazing song ever. I do too. Let's hear it.
I don't fucking know if it's a liar, it's a fact. A bad word. Sell your secrets for some cash. Smile in my face and put your cig out on my back. If you ever see me, just get to running like the Flash. I know a boy just like you. He's a snake just like you.
Transparent soul, I can see right through, just so you know.
bad words.
What's with the language?
Maybe I should have picked more school-appropriate songs. It's okay.
I'm sure Miss Abby's gonna, heard those words.
I don't think I'm going to present this to the class because it's going to be too long anyways, but, you know.
Well, they could listen to,
to part of it.
I mean, a lot of people only listen to 10 minutes and then turn it off.
Stop. No.
I'm kidding. All right. My next song. I love that song.
You do?
Now, you sometimes tell me about singing with your head voice. What is your head voice?
I don't really know how to explain it. It's like your higher register of your voice.
Okay.
Like Billie Eilish, I feel like she doesn't belt like with her like chest voice or anything like mm-hmm. that. She doesn't normally belt. She kind of sings with her head voice a lot of the time. Okay. Like when she goes really high and stuff.
Who belts? Lady Gaga?
Like, yeah, Lady Gaga, like in the song, oh my God, Shallow or whatever. Yeah. Shallow's written. Yeah, she's belting in that song.
She belts in that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess like, I don't really know how to explain the difference that well, but chest voice normally sounds more powerful or mm-hmm. like when you're belting. Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
My turn?
Your turn.
This next artist, his name is Eric Bazilian. He was on my podcast just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
He's best known as one of the singers and leaders of the band The Hooters. And
that's just a weird band name.
Okay, it's not like the restaurant The Hooters.
Okay, that's not even what the restaurant is called. And no, I was just laughing because it's a weird band name.
How dare you?
How dare you?
All right, so this song is called Bleed Red,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to talk about a lot of social issues.
Okay.
Okay.
When did he release this song?
2021. All my songs are from 2021.
Okay.
You're a horrible listener.
I am not a horrible listener. I was just asking. Okay. I need to be reminded.
I've said it 3 times.
I forgot.
All right.
All right, now play the song.
What's your name?
You know what? Be quiet. Okay. Play the song.
It's called Bleed Red.
Bleed Red.
Okay, now listen to it. I love the lyrics.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Black boy getting shot any corner, any town. White girl turning tricks, $20 will get you down. A pink dress made for a cowboy, that's the switch. Shades, so many colors these days. Who cares which one is which? 'Cause all men bleed red. Living together on this blue-green planet, circling around this yellow sun. All men bleed red.
So what do you think of that?
I liked it. At first, I was like shocked with the first lyric
yeah.
because I didn't really expect him to like, you know, a lot of songs I feel like use more metaphors than straight to the point.
Right.
But I think in this case, it makes sense. And I think that it drew me in. And then I really started listening to the rest of the lyrics. I liked it.
And the day we're good recording message. This. Thank you. I agree. The day we're recording this is June 1st and it's the first day of Pride Month.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, I feel like this is a good song to start off Pride Month.
Mm-hmm.
I especially like the lyric, a pink dress made for a cowboy.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's obviously about, you know, someone who might be gay or someone who might be trans. Or
someone who just maybe likes to wear more feminine clothing.
Wants to wear more feminine clothing. Yeah, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I really like that song. Yeah, that makes me,
no complaints.
It gives me a chill. It makes me think about things,
mm-hmm.
but then it's like in a nice sing-along song too, which I think that might be sometimes that's the best way to get your point across in a song.
I liked it. I have no complaints. I'm going to rate it like an 8.5 out of 10.
All right. Wow. That's
only 8.5 and not a 10 out of 10 because it's just not my like style of music
right.
that I would listen to and have on
right.
my playlist because I like things that are kind of more, it's either really upbeat or really slow, but and this was kind of in the middle, but I like the message and I think it was a good song.
Well, some of his other songs from this year are more upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can here's another one by him. It's called The High Note.
Okay.
And this is more upbeat. You might like this one.
I
was someone out there for all those people with ears that listen, for someone singing those songs they're missing. So come on, join together, come on everybody.
I like that.
And it's about singing, and hitting the high note can also mean being your best self. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't know how to explain it, but there's some songs that are just hit or miss for me, and mm-hmm. I don't even know why, but I don't know if I'd add, I don't know if I'd add those two to my playlist.
All right.
Because I need to be able to listen to them every day without getting sick of them.
No, I get it. I call that a mental patient mm-hmm. song. You can listen to it. And not in a negative way.
I was going to say, that's a weird way to put it.
You can listen to it. I can listen to it, the same song, over and over on a loop. Mm-hmm. Never get sick of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. What's your next tune?
Okay. My next tune is going to be Misery Business by Paramore.
All right. This is from 2007.
I know. It's kind of old.
The album's called Riot with an exclamation point. So that would be Riot.
Wow.
Okay, yes. Misery Business. That's not a business I want to be in.
Mm-mm, nope.
Let's hear it. Let's find out.
I'm in the business of misery. Let's take it from the top. She's got a body like an hourglass. It's ticking like a clock. It's a matter of time before we all run out. When I thought he was mine, she caught him by the mouth. I waited 8 long months. She finally set him free. I told him I couldn't lie. He was the only one for me. 2 weeks and we caught on fire. She's getting out for me, but I wear the biggest smile.
So here's what's cool about this song.
I like this song a lot.
Now, I listen to music by bands that came out like when I was like 1 year old, mm-hmm. like The Who and The Stones and The Kinks. This song came out in 2007 when you were 3.
Yep.
So good music never goes away.
I know.
It's always here.
Okay. Do you want to know how I found the song?
First, let me tell you this real quick.
Yes. Tell me.
That song, like if Taylor Swift decided she was going to rock, I think that's the type of music she would make, because that
I agree.
That singer's voice had like a Taylor Swift quality to
me. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I like kind of like rock songs where the singer low-key has like a lighter sounding voice. Higher,
I get it.
I guess. But I found that song because, so basically there's an artist I'll play later named Olivia Rodrigo, who is really big right now.
Yeah, she's huge right now.
Yeah, everyone's comparing her to the new Taylor Swift or whatever.
Whatever. You're always going to be compared to someone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But in this case, I think it's pretty accurate. But anyways, she has a song called Good For You. That's not one of the ones I'm going to play because I feel like it is very similar to Misery Business.
Okay.
But that's how I found Misery Business, is because everyone was comparing the song Good For You by Olivia to this one. They were like, oh my gosh, there's parts of it that are definitely sampled. But
okay, cool.
Yeah. But
that's cool. I like it.
Exactly.
All right. So you were talking about, you just turned 16 in October.
Yes.
And you were talking about getting a tattoo.
Yes, I am.
Which you can't get because you're not 18.
Yeah.
And you and Ezra want to get the same tattoo on your ankle?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a secret or do we tell the world?
No, we can tell the world. I want to get a frog with a teapot on his head.
And then Ezra's going to get the same thing?
But a frog with more of like, almost like a wizard hat, like a cone hat.
Mm-hmm. So you're both going to get the same tattoo or just both get frogs?
Both getting frogs.
Okay, but with different hats.
Yeah, with different hats, but they're pretty similar.
I get it. And so when you said you wanted to get a tattoo, I said no. And then when you said, well, Ezra and I want to get the same, we want to get sibling tattoos, then I said, okay. So, because you said it'd be tiny.
Yeah.
And we have to sign off on that.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know when that'll happen, but
I think it would happen maybe Thanksgiving
when we go visit Ezra, because Ezra's
friend does tattoos.
And Ezra's friend's name is Honey.
Yeah.
And they're a good tattooist.
Tattooist? I think it's a tattoo artist.
I think it's a tattooist.
Absolutely not.
Tattooist.
But yes. Why did this just come up randomly?
I'm going to tell you why. It didn't come up randomly. The next song I'm going to play, and guess what year it's from?
2004.
No, 2021. All my songs are from 2021. So what is wrong with you?
Why did you have me guess the year then? Because it's just going to be another one from 2021.
No, they're all from 2021.
I said 2004 because I thought... I thought you were relating it to me.
All my songs are from 2021.
And I was born in 2004.
Every song I play is from 2021.
Sorry, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you're killing me.
Also,
Rita,
that was a trick question. I don't know why you asked me that. Now I seem stupid.
This song is by Edie Brickell and New Bohemians. It's from her brand new album called Hunter and the Dog Star. And this song is called Sleeve. So what do you think it's going to be
like
about?
A tattoo sleeve.
A tattoo sleeve.
Yeah.
I love this song. Wait to hear it. I think you'll like it.
Right.
I could tell by your voice during the song that this is a non-starter
not
for you. What don't you like about it?
I don't like songs made by adults for like, okay, well, music is for everyone, but...
Is it?
Okay, sometimes, but like songs that adults would primarily listen to that sound like children's songs, like when it's like a bunch of counting in a row, and then she just starts listing the type of tattoos he's getting. No, I didn't like that at all. I felt like, one, the counting went on way too long, way longer than I thought. Like after four, I thought she was gonna stop. And then also when she just goes, elephants, like what?
Yeah, you
what,
got elephants.
I was like, what? What's happening? No.
She's naming the tattoos he got.
Mushrooms. No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I'm going
to
give...
Scale of 1 to 10.
I'm going to give that like a negative 2. I would never listen to that again.
I've been trying to get this woman on my podcast. What am I going to tell her daughter gave Sleeve a negative 2?
Not my kind of...
Maybe she'll tell
music.
Me that her daughter doesn't
style.
Like it either.
I don't know. I don't like songs with counting and
all
repeating.
Right. All right.
All right.
What if Elmo sings it?
Hey, maybe it'd be better if Elmo sings. It sounds like a song he would write.
What if Elmo got a sleeve? He just went to the tattoo parter. What's a parter?
You mean
parlor.
Parlor.
Sometimes I make a mistake and I just leave it in because everyone makes mistakes. I don't care.
Yeah. You don't care. You don't want to seem like a perfect person.
I don't. I come in right at a 6. I strive for a 6.
That is horrible. You should strive for above and beyond. It's okay if you're a 6 right now. But above and beyond.
57. If I can't get above a 6 at 57, what am I going to do?
You can get above a 6.
I'm going to try for a 7.
Good luck. I'm just kidding.
Okay, and then this next song on your list, you have to say a bad word. Plus, it's explicit. It's got an E in it. It's by a band called Girl in Red.
Uh-huh.
What's the song called?
It's called You Stupid Bleep.
Jerk? Jerk?
Sure. You'll hear it in the chorus.
Okay. And why do you like this?
Because I like Girl in Red.
All right. And you know what year this is
That's
from?
Straight to the point. What? 2021.
2021.
It's off her new album. And this was the first song I heard off her new album. Okay. So I really like it.
This is a good song, I have to say.
Thank you.
Here we go.
You let the wrong people love you. But you don't see that, do you? When you cry and need my comfort, I drop everything to come over.
That's a great song.
They said count to 10 in that. That's a song with counting.
Okay, that is so funny that you say that. Because I was about to say, see how she said count to 10, but didn't actually count all the way up to 10?
She probably doesn't know how to.
No, I think that she just doesn't sing an Elmo song and sings a normal song where she just mentions how she counts to 10.
Well, I'm going to say she doesn't know how to count.
Do you like that song?
I do like that song.
I'm surprised that you remember all these songs from me playing in the car because we barely drive in the car anymore, I feel like.
I know. We don't drive in the car anymore because of pandemic. Now you drive with your friend Abby. Yeah.
Abby drives me to school every day, so.
Does she text when she drives?
Nope.
Does she look at her phone when she drives?
Nope.
And when she parks, then what does she do?
Looks at her phone.
The phone immediately comes out. It's insane.
I mean, it's just because she's so popular and has lots of texts.
Well, that's a nice way to put it.
No. Anyways.
All right. So, my next song, you know what year it's from?
2021.
You got it.
Stop asking me that. I'm just going to guess random years because I keep forgetting.
All right. This is another former guest from this past year.
Let me guess.
You'll never guess.
Yeah,
you
know. I don't know why I asked.
His name's Lee Rocker.
No idea. I would not have guessed that.
He's from a rockabilly band called the Stray Cats.
What's a rockabilly?
It's like 50s. I don't know how to explain it. It's got, they play an upright bass. That kind of thing. It's fun. It's fun. Like, excuse me. You know, like if you were at a 50s dance, like at a sock hop?
Yeah.
It's maybe that kind of music that you dance to.
Okay.
All right. And this song is called Every Time I See You.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
That I mean, I could imagine it at like, what did you say,
a sock hop?
Yeah, I could imagine it there.
Now that was a little bit slower than rockabilly music usually is. That would be like a rockabilly ballad.
I'm trying to think what it reminds me of. I feel like it reminds me of a monkey song, but I can't remember which one.
I can't either,
but I like it.
All right,
I think,
well,
it was good.
Good.
Wait, let me give it my rating.
I'm nervous.
An 8 out of 10.
It's pretty good. Congratulations.
It's good. I like it.
Congratulations, Lee Rocker.
Woohoo.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. What's your next song?
Okay. My next song is going to be, I'm going to change it up a little bit.
Ooh.
My next song is going to be Happier by Olivia Rodrigo. It doesn't really sound like as, I don't even know how to explain, as upbeat as the rest of the songs do. I have no idea. I don't even know if they're upbeat. I feel like they're just like have more of a rocky type.
It's from
instrumental.
It's from 2021.
Yes.
The album's called Sour.
Everyone's obsessed with this album.
Yep. And this has an E for explicit.
I
wonder what word she's going to say.
I don't know. But this is one of my favorite songs off of her new album. So.
And it's called Happier.
I really like it. Maybe you'll get Taylor Swift vibes from this song.
Okay, let me see.
We broke up a month ago. Your friends are mine, you know.
I know. Is this her head voice? Found
someone new. One not really.
Okay.
I think she's just singing softly.
Better in you.
And I thought my heart was attached from all the sunlight of our past. But she's so sweet. She's so pretty. Does she mean you forgot about me? Oh, I hope you're happy, but not like how you were with me. I'm selfish, I know. Can't let you go to find someone great, but don't find no one better. I hope you're happy, but don't be happier. And do you tell her she's the most beautiful girl you've
okay,
ever
wait
seen.
A second before you speak.
Yeah.
The last part where she says happier, that's like her head voice. Do you hear the...
I did hear it.
I don't even know. Like, I feel like I'm explaining it so badly. I'm in choir. I should know this, but...
No, I think it's okay.
Yeah. I hope you understand.
Not really.
But anyways, what do you think?
I like it. I get a Taylor Swift vibe lyrically, but not vocally.
No. I think that... There's certain other songs that sound like not like vocally. Yeah, you're mm-hmm. right. But lyrically, that's what everyone's talking about. She's a good songwriter.
Yeah. No, she's good. I like it.
What's your rating? How would you rate it? You rated Transparent Soul a 10 out of 10. What's this?
This is a 8.5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
I know. This one's a little bit more slow. But yeah.
All right. You talked about the Monkees.
Are you going to play a song by the Monkees?
I'm going to play a song by their lead singer, Mickey Dolenz.
Did I hear this yesterday?
You did, but I think you were busy, so you weren't really paying attention.
Okay.
This is from an album called Dolenz Sings Nesmith. Now, Nesmith is also a monkey. He's Mike Nesmith, and he wrote all the songs in the 70s and stuff, and Mickey Dolenz is now recording his versions of these. Anyway,
that's cool.
Yeah. This is called Carlisle Wheeling.
Okay. Wheeling.
Carlisle Wheeling is the name of the song.
Is that a person?
I don't know. I can't really... I don't believe he sings those words in the song.
That's
so.
A little weird.
Yeah, but I like the song.
Okay.
I'm curious to see what you say.
I'll give it a chance. I like the Monkees.
Here we go. All right, what do you think?
I like that.
What do you give it?
An 8.
That's good.
All my ratings are stuck at 8.5.
Well,
9 and 10 are really, really good.
Maybe we'll kick it up a notch in a bit.
But I like the Monkees a lot, so that was good.
Well, I'm trying to get Mickey Dolenz on my show.
The person who sang that?
The person who sang that. His PR person has said, yes, I'm in the queue. I don't know if it'll happen or not. But if it doesn't...
Does.
I hope it does too. If it doesn't happen, though, mm-hmm. I have another secret weapon. Is my friend Wendy Liebman. Mm-hmm. Her and her husband are actually like friends with Mickey Dolenz, like real friends.
Really?
Like, hey, come over for a barbecue type friends.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and she told me she would help me if I can't do it on my own. I don't like to ask for those favors, though.
I know.
You know what I mean? It's hard.
Sometimes weird.
But sometimes what I think is like a big favor, other people don't think's a favor at all. You know what I mean? They're like, oh yeah, that's no problem.
As long as she offered, then...
Well, she didn't offer. I asked, but she said, sure, no
problem.
Okay,
that's fine too. As long as she was okay with that.
But sometimes if you want something, you got to ask for it too.
I agree.
It's tough.
I hope you get them on.
I mean, most of my guests, if I didn't ask for them, I wouldn't get them.
And you'd be talking about this album or just about everything?
Well, we will concentrate on this album, but I will ask him some Monkees questions here and there. Although he might be tired of answering those things because he's been answering them his whole life.
Really?
Yeah, but I'll slip it in.
He's...
I do a good job.
Which Monkey song does he sing? Me and Magdalena?
He's one of the voices on that. He sings Good Times. He sings
You
Bring
the
Summer.
Okay.
You know.
Is he like the lead singer?
He is the lead singer.
Oh, I
didn't
know that.
He sings more of the Monkees' hits than any of the other Monkees.
Good Times is
ding. Yeah, we love it. Okay. That's how I sing it.
That was actually a pretty good impression of the
there's a good time coming.
Okay, no. Then it got not good.
In my bone.
Okay.
Then it got time coming.
Be quiet. Now it's my turn.
That sounds like a Muppet.
A little bit.
Elmo's in good time. That's
no.
A good time. Come
no
on.
No more. Okay, my turn. I'm trying.
Animo like to sing good time.
Be quiet. Okay, so basically.
Good time coming on.
Stop. I'm losing my train of thought. Don't do it. No more. No
all right,
more.
Okay.
I went so out of order with the song. Stop. I went so out of order. This bit is way too long. But
that's what people are used to.
Absolutely not. But I went so out of order with my song list because you said I could do it in any order.
So. Yeah, so what's your next song?
Well, now I'm trying to see which ones I haven't played.
Well, let's play one.
You know what? I'm doing it. Do Plastic Beach by the Gorillaz. I love the Gorillaz recently.
Now, that's a cartoon band, right? Like Josie and the Pussycats?
Well...
Or the Archies?
I think... Stop. I think that they're represented by, like, cartoon characters. But if you look up the lead singer of the Gorillaz,
mm-hmm.
It shows you the actual guy.
Who
too.
Is it? Is it Fred Flintstone?
No, what? Oh my gosh, I don't even know his name. I'm not sure what his name is, but the character who represents him
mm-hmm.
is named 2D, I think. Mm-hmm. They all have weird names. I think that's the one who represents him, but I'm not sure.
Is SpongeBob in this band?
You know what? Just because it's a cartoon band doesn't mean that every cartoon character is in it.
So, this also features two members of The Clash, Mick Jones and Paul, I can never say his name, Simonon, I think.
Just cinnamon?
No, not cinnamon. I said cinnamon.
Do you like them?
The Clash?
Mm-hmm.
Some of their songs.
Nice. Okay.
Plastic Beach by Gorillaz.
Yep.
Not the Gorillaz.
Sorry, but when I'm talking about them.
You just say Gorillaz.
Gorillaz. Okay.
Try it again.
Whatever.
Introduce the song.
Plastic Beach by Gorillaz.
Good job. I will say this. You've played Gorilla songs in the car that I've loved.
This is one that I play all the time. So if you say you've never heard this, I'm
no,
gonna
I didn't say I've never heard it. It's not one of those ones I love. Remember how you liked that song Sleeve?
Oh,
this might be my Sleeve.
No, are you
it might
serious?
Be.
This
it
is
be.
One of my favorite songs by Gorillaz. Sorry. By Gorillaz.
Gorillaz.
It sounds weird. It doesn't sound correct when I say it like that.
Well, you're going to have to.
You know what?
Like,
I'm
it's not
it.
The Ramones, it's Ramones.
What?
It's not Eagles.
It's not the Ramones?
No, it's Ramones.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not.
I can't believe
it's not
you
the
don't
Pretenders,
like
it's
song.
Pretenders.
No, that's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious?
What's it say up there? Does it say the Pretenders?
What? I didn't
it
know
says
that.
Pretenders.
I had no. But when people refer to them, I feel like they say the Pretenders or the Ramones.
Yes, but for fun, I like to not say the. Because that's fun for me.
Stop. But I have another song on here by Gorillaz. So
I know.
You'll hear it later.
Yeah,
I can't
will.
Believe you don't like this one.
It's okay.
What's
I don't
rating?
Hate it.
6 out of 10?
No. I mean, a 6 would mean it would be as good as me.
I can't believe this is your Sleeve. Mine, I rated Sleeve as -2 out of 10. So if this is a -2 out of 10.
That sounds about a 4 for me. Plastic
wow.
Beach.
That is offensive.
All right, so my favorite band is Cheap Trick. You know that.
I do.
It's not the Cheap Trick. It's Cheap Trick.
Okay, that one makes sense.
Gotcha. This song is called Another World. And they said they wrote it before the pandemic, but the lyrics seem very pandemic related.
Really? Maybe so it's just a weird coincidence.
Could be. So we'll see what you think.
Okay.
The song is Another World.
I'm ready.
What do you think?
That does sound like pandemic lyrics.
It does sound like pandemic lyrics, doesn't it?
I agree. I like that one.
All right.
That was okay.
1 to 10.
9.
Ooh, that's very high.
It was just good.
It's very high. I like it.
I can't even, I don't think of anything bad about it. I liked it.
All right, cool.
I would listen to it again.
Now, that band loves the Beatles. Do you hear any Beatles in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
I think that's why I liked it too.
That might be why. All right, cool. Let me ask you this. Let's get back to choir a little bit.
Right.
Who among your choir mates, do you feel is like the best singer? Like,
don't ask me.
Why?
This is a horrible question.
This is not, I'm not asking who the worst is. I'm asking who the best is. It doesn't have to be one of your friends. It can be your honest opinion.
My honest opinion?
Like, who sings, and when they sing, you're like, I can't believe how great this person
among
is.
Among my friends or among the department?
Everyone. The department.
Okay, the department. That's a lot easier. Ooh, this is hard. Wait, this is so hard because everyone's really, really good. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even just saying
but
that.
But who, like, is your personal favorite then? Like, when they sing, you're just like, oh, I love to hear their voice.
I'm trying to think. Oh, my gosh. Suddenly, I think it's kind of hard because I haven't heard a lot of people sing this year.
Yeah.
I know. I think, well, these are two of my friends.
That's
but
okay.
I think Brooke
okay.
is great.
Okay.
I really like Brooke's voice.
All right.
A lot.
Shout out to Brooke.
I think shout out to Brooke. I think Brooke could be like a pop singer,
okay.
to be honest.
All right.
And I think Lily has a really strong musical theater voice. Like, I think Lily's voice is amazing.
Like, Broadway
like she
bound?
Could be on Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah, she could definitely be on Broadway. And also, there's a girl named Marika who's in Abbey Road. And she's just really good. I've heard her sing before. Oh, and Xavier Cornell.
Okay, great.
Xavier, he's, you know.
He's the lead in everything, usually.
Yeah, in a lot of things. He's really good.
And then Marika, that's like a name that just sounds like a one-word pop star.
I know. She's really, really good. Oh, my gosh. Sorry. And then one more person.
Yeah.
Bennett, he's in musical theater with me. He is really
he's
good.
Great too.
He sings like, okay, I need to show you him singing the Beatles because he sings songs by the Beatles really, really well.
All right. Well,
super well. So, yes, those are just a few. I obviously think all my friends are great at singing.
Right.
But
now let's talk about Brooke.
Standouts.
Brooke's eating habits. Brooke only eats candy, is what you always tell me.
Brooke just doesn't like anything green. She doesn't eat anything green. Like, she does not like green.
Like, you mean vegetable-wise?
Nothing green. Literally nothing. No vegetables that are green.
Okay.
We made Brooke try cucumber. She doesn't even like cucumber. That's kind of like fruit. Brooke loves fruit, though.
Cucumber's not like a fruit.
But it kind of has, like, the same, I feel like...
texture, like biting into an apple?
Yes. Not an apple. Like, maybe, like, almost like watermelon?
Mm.
I don't know how to explain, but I feel like...
We sound really stupid
I know. But I feel like if people don't like vegetables, then I think their introduction vegetable could be cucumber. And she doesn't like cucumber.
That sounds like a class you should teach, introduction to vegetables.
But she eats fruit, so that's good enough.
All right.
But
and candy.
And candy.
She loves candy.
Loves candy. Yeah, I don't really know about that. Well, I bet she does.
You told me she loves candy.
I don't even know if I meant to say that. She likes junk food.
Okay,
she just
junk
has
food.
A lot of junk food.
All right.
But I love junk food too.
All right.
She's going to be mad you're exposing her.
Well,
I'm going to tell her about this later.
I'm shaming her in hopes that she gets healthy. Okay, so what's your next tune?
Oh, wow. I just realized we played one of your songs.
Yeah, I played In Another World.
Right. My next tune is called Baby, You're a Haunted House by Gerard Way.
And I think I have to turn up this sound now because I think this song kicks right in.
Oh, yeah, it does. But basically, this is the only song that I've ever heard
from this person.
Yeah, I was looking for new songs to put on my playlist, and then I just went on like my recommended songs, and this was on there. And
this is like 3 years ago.
I really like it, though.
I do, too.
It's good.
Baby, You're a Haunted House. Here we go.
Baby, you're a haunted house. Better find another superstition. We're gonna stay in love somehow. 'Cause baby, you're a haunted house now. And your heart will stay forever when your last remains a few. In the dark, we dance together. And I'd like to be with.
Ten.
Thank you.
I just love that song. I love music like that.
I like it a lot too. I think it's really great.
I give it a 10.
You give it a 10?
Yeah.
I'm just warning you that I will be doing a work call for 2 seconds.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
But
that was Elliot. That's our guest for the summer.
Yes.
All right, cool.
But what was I gonna say?
We were talking about Baby Your Haunted House.
I really, really, really like that song. Number one, I like that song because you see what I mean by when songs have like a strong beat?
Yeah.
I like drums a lot.
You like to bang your head.
Yeah, exactly. So I like that song for one, that reason. And for number two is because I like the name of the song, Baby, You're a Haunted House, because I like spooky things and I like horror movies. So I think it's cool.
Did you just say number one and then you said number two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like counting.
Oh my gosh.
So if you could please stop that. You're
okay, at least I didn't count to 10, like in Sleeve.
How dare you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, this is one of my favorite bands.
Cheap Trick?
The Foo Fighters. I already played Cheap Trick.
Is it the Foo Fighters or Foo Fighters?
It's just Foo Fighters. Did I say the?
Yeah, you did.
Darn it. Foo Fighters.
Yes.
Do you know the actor Christopher Walken?
Sounds really familiar.
He would say Foo Fighters.
Why?
That's how he talks.
Is he from Russia?
I don't know where he's from.
What's his accent?
He's from outer space.
Wow.
This is from their new album, Medicine at Midnight. Okay. This song's called Waiting on a War. Ready?
Okay.
I've been waiting on a war since I was young. Since I was a little boy with a toy gun. Never really wanted to be number one.
Be number six.
Just wanted to love everyone. Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this than that? Is it more to this? More to this? More to this?
Confused.
What do you mean?
Is he waiting on a war or he doesn't want a war?
I think this is one that you would have to really look at the lyrics and listen to it a couple times to really...
A little bit confused.
I mean, his name's Dave Grohl is the singer. He definitely doesn't want a war. So maybe he's waiting on a war of love. I don't know.
I don't know about that one. That one is definitely not my favorite.
I saw this guy up at our Target.
Over, are you serious?
Over Christmas, like 2 years ago.
That's
or so.
Cool.
And I took a picture of him.
A picture of him?
Yeah, and he saw me taking it. He did not look happy.
Oh my gosh.
If I can find the picture,
I don't understand why you don't ask to take a picture with them. Like, you saw Aquaman a million times.
First of all, his name's Jason Momoa, and he's my buddy.
And he's not your buddy.
My friend.
But you've seen him at
Whole Foods.
We
shopped together. I've shopped with him twice.
No, not shopped together. You've seen him at Whole Foods how many times? Three times?
Twice. Yeah.
And each time you don't go up and say hi, but you text mom. Wait, but you text mom.
Mom
say,
was with me once.
And you say, Jason Momoa's here. Go take a picture.
The two times I saw him, he was with his young daughters who seemed to be like 10 and 12. So I didn't want to interrupt daddy-daughter shopping time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this guy didn't have any daughters, so why didn't you take a picture with him?
Instead of bothering him, which I should have, because he would probably have been cool, I snuck a picture and he caught me, and now I'm probably on his bad list.
If you ever had him on the podcast, would you tell him?
I would.
Really?
Yes, because that's just the kind of thing I do.
Would you apologize?
I would.
And that's so embarrassing.
And he would laugh.
Oh my gosh.
Or not. Or he'd say, I remember you.
That would be bad.
That would be bad.
That'd be embarrassing. Okay. That song was just okay.
Well, I'll also tell him that. Remember, I took your picture at Target and my daughter said this song's bad.
It's a six.
All right.
No sevens.
I have a song coming up that I think you're going to really enjoy.
Okay, well, back to my songs.
Yes.
This one is called Televised by Honey. Another, I don't even know if this is a band, a singer. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know anything about.
But if you like this song and you're looking for the artist, it's H-U-N-N-Y. The way that Winnie the Pooh spells it on his honey pot.
Yep.
So this is a tribute to Pooh.
We don't know that.
What do you mean?
We don't know that it's a tribute to Winnie the Pooh.
No, I mean if the song's bad, it's a tribute to Pooh.
Oh.
P-O-O.
Stop. I understand now.
This is Televised by the Honey.
No.
Take the Tylenol. Took long enough to get back here. Crying. Cheap tricks and fortune in a flash.
You said cheap tricks.
I know. I was about to tell you that.
Crying. One, two, three, four, five.
No counting.
I can't believe my eyes. Oh, she's so bright. I can't believe my eyes. Oh, I'm in paradise. Show me heartbreak a thousand times. I don't care to be a big heart without sweet misery by my side.
So good.
That's a 10.
I'm glad.
I give it a 10.
Like, okay, all the songs that I've put on here that are like my favorites, mm-hmm. besides Plastic Beach, because yeah. you just have no taste.
Yeah.
You've liked, which is great.
Yeah, that's
like,
a 10.
I really like that song too. You like songs that like...
rock?
Yeah, but also all these songs start like kind of like normal, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and then they get like I don't even know.
I don't know either.
They just get into a big like drum parts.
Okay, see that guy right there on the wall with the makeup around his eyes?
Yeah.
That's Alice Cooper.
Scary looking.
Well, that's his character. That's the character he plays on stage. His real name is Vincent Damon Fernier.
Whoa.
But his character on stage is Alice Cooper.
That's a very like prestigious name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is from his new album, and this song is called Our Love Will Change the World.
Nice.
So... you're yawning. Are you bored with your project?
I'm just a little tired.
Podcast?
I'm just a little tired. I woke up like 2 hours ago.
No, you didn't wake up at
noon. Yeah.
At 1 o'clock you woke up?
Like 12:30.
No, I got you up at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, but then I went back to sleep.
All right.
Exactly.
Our love will change the world. I have no idea what you'll think of this, but let's hear
it. I'm ready.
We're only beginning. Our mind's a cynical machine now. That'll never run out of steam. We're all pessimistic creeps, or so it seems, 'cause that's how we're living. Our love will change the world. Our love will change the world. Into a strange place that you won't recognize. When you look into its eyes,
10.
That's a 10? 10.
And do you see what he's doing with the lyrics? It's an upbeat song, but all the lyrics are like, we're cynical, we don't have any respect for anything.
Well, I guess I really didn't hear that part because I was just like, yeah.
You didn't listen to the lyrics.
I was listening to the overall.
Because he says,
everything.
Listen to the lyrics. I'm going to play it again. Okay. Listen to what he's saying. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
See, it's an upbeat song, but the lyrics are...
I guess I was distracted by the upbeatness.
All
right. And I think that's probably what he wants. He probably wants people to just like bop your head around like idiots and be like, yeah, that's great. Okay.
But it was good.
Listen to the lyrics.
Here we go. I'm listening.
We have very little respect for everything.
Oh, I did hear this part.
Very little regard for anything.
We I did
got
hear this.
Something against so much, and we're only beginning.
We have, we have something against so much.
I take it back. I did hear that. I guess I just, I didn't really think of it as cynical.
I think
cynical.
It makes the song even better.
I didn't think of it as cynical or anything. I was just like, yeah, I agree.
Because then he says, our love will change the world. And then I think he says, into a strange place.
I like it though.
All
that's
right.
a 10.
Me too. That's a 10.
I
Alice
really
Cooper's
like
very
one.
Good. Very good.
Super good. I like that one a lot. Okay.
Me too.
Me 3.
Stop counting.
Me 4. Me 5. That's
me
how I,
four, that, me 5, me 6.
Stop doing your Muppet impression.
Kermit the Frog here, and number 1.
That was really good.
Not bad.
That is really good.
I can do random 2 or 3 word impressions of random people.
That's pretty good.
Foo Fighters.
No, that was horrible. Okay, my next song.
All right.
It's going to be...
Telephones?
I was going to do that one, but I feel like it was weird after just playing Televised. But sure, we'll do that one. Telephones by Vacations.
And this is from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give a rating when I'm done.
Yes. Don't fall asleep. Song.
Is it now?
I like it.
I wish I could live without you, but you're a part of me. Wherever I go, you'll always be next to me.
Do you not like that one?
It's not my favorite.
Based on your reaction. Okay, which is better, Plastic Beach or that? Plastic Beach. Plastic Beach.
Yeah, maybe Plastic Beach.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that even a question? But I like it. I think it's very chill and vibey.
Can I tell a funny story about you?
Oh, gosh. Sure.
Okay, so you and me and Mommy.
We can always cut this out.
We went to see A Quiet Place 2 this past week.
Oh, no. Keep this in.
All right, so... We go to the local theater, and one of the screens is called, it's the Dolby Black Theater. So, you know, the seats recline, and although out of our 3 seats, my seat and Mommy's were both broken, so
yes.
They wouldn't recline, but yours reclined.
Mm-hmm.
And it was safe because they put 2 empty seats between each party of 3. So
I
it was real
that.
Good. And then at the Dolby Black, there's also like a wall in front of your seat.
Right.
So it's very spaced out. So we get in there and the trailers are on and Rita reclines, you know, to the furthest position, like she's in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're watching, you know, finally A Quiet Place 2 comes on and it's good. It's great. I jumped like 6 times. I really like the movie. And 40 minutes into the movie, Rita adjusts her seat up a little bit. And that's when she sees that for 40 minutes, she hasn't seen
The subtitles
at the bottom of the screen, because one of the characters is deaf and mm-hmm. they use a lot of sign language and they do a lot of stuff like that. And so I felt so bad. And yet you told me you still knew what was going on. You were still able to, you still could follow the story.
I still pretty much understood what was happening because they mouth a lot of words and like.
But was it better once you saw the subtitles?
Yes. Because I was sitting there like. The reason I reclined up was because I was thinking and I was like, last time we saw like A Quiet Place 1.
Yeah.
Did they have subtitles? I was like,
they did.
I was like, how is anyone understanding what's going on? I felt like I don't even know how I understood the last movie then, because I felt like I could easily understand what you're saying, like in a second. Well, and they talked less. They talked less in the last movie. So I was like, wait a second. And then I reclined up and I saw the subtitles and I was like, no. Because I'd been trying to read her lips the whole time, read her hand motions. There's no spoilers or anything, but mm-hmm. there's just this one scene where her and the boy, like the brother, yeah, are the talking. Brother.
Yeah.
And they're like making a plan or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was having a hard time. I was like, what? I was like trying really hard to understand. And
right.
And I ended up like
figuring it out.
Yeah, understanding it all, but understanding the plan they were doing, but I was really confused. So I'm gonna have to watch it again.
Kind of the same thing happened with me. I had my eyes closed for the first 40 minutes.
Ha ha ha. Very, very funny.
Also, spoiler alert, aliens in the movie. There are aliens in the movie.
Oh my, what a spoiler. It's not like there were no aliens last time.
All right. This next song is by someone named Suzy Quatro. She influenced tons of female rockers. She was she started in the early 70s.
Okay.
And this is from her new album. And she's actually 70 years old now.
Wow.
And this song is called The Devil in Me.
Mm.
So you let me know what you think of this.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm no hero. Marks on my soul. I made mistakes. I've been down that black hole. Ow! Mama always told me if you go.
What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say something. You're going to be like, what?
Okay, go ahead.
So her voice is pretty low.
Yeah, because she's older.
Want to know who she... her voice reminds me of? Have you seen Glee?
I know of Glee.
Jane Lynch, do you know that actor?
Yeah, I know Jane Lynch.
It reminds me of
plays,
her voice.
Sue Sylvester. Yeah.
Silverstein. Sue Sylvester.
Sylvester, right. That's what I said.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say Silverstein.
Yeah.
But... that's who her voice reminds me of. I could see Sue Sylvester singing this song.
Okay. So well, here's the deal. Her voice wasn't always deep like that, but as you get older...
Well, it sounds like that now. That's not an insult.
It certainly doesn't sound like you're being positive.
I love Jane Lynch in Glee. She also sings a lot.
But we're talking about Suzy Quatro, not Jane Lynch.
And I'm talking about Sue Sylvester, so maybe they'd be good friends and
what
they'd
about
sing this
Sue
song together.
Silverstein?
Be quiet. But that's who I think her voice sounds like, and I liked the song. I thought it was good. I'll give it
right.
I'm
going to play one of her songs from when she was younger.
And her voice is going to be higher.
Okay. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, sure.
Let me pick one that you might kind of maybe enjoy a little bit.
Kind of maybe enjoy?
Yeah. I'm trying to find one that's, you know, that you find accessible, that's accessible to Rita.
Okay.
All right. This song's called Rock Hard.
Okay.
Here we go.
Play it.
I will.
Sound like her. Okay, I have a comment.
Okay, I'm
waiting
for it.
Sort of like raspiness in her voice reminds me of the song, I don't know who sings it, Cherry Bomb? Cherry Bomb!
It's funny you say that because that band is the Runaways. Mm-hmm. They're right on the door. See, there's an album hanging up by the Runaways. It's an all-girl band.
I see it.
Yeah, and the Runaways, they worship Suzy Quatro.
Sounds just like her.
Yeah, that's neat that you made that comparison because that's Suzy Quatro is their idol.
I think she sounds better when she was younger, but I liked it.
All right.
I gave the last song a seven.
It was good. You gave it a good
day. I gave it a seven.
Look, that's good.
Jane Lynch is an icon. I was just comparing her.
It's not a Jane Lynch song.
I know, but I was just comparing her.
What was her name? She plays
Sue Sylvester.
Silver Bullet?
No. Okay. Oh my gosh.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, what's your next song? Is it by the band Carol's Daughter?
I think it's just a singer. Yeah, I think it just...
The artist is Carol's Daughter.
Yeah, that's just
so
her.
Like if you decided that you were going to record it by Pilar's Daughter.
I would never do that.
Pat's Daughter?
No, I'd just be copying this girl then. But I found her song on TikTok because it originally...
Keep going.
Oh, I thought you were stopping me. Because it originally blew up on TikTok and got famous there. Mm-hmm. And then, bam.
If you record a song, you should record under Pat's Brat.
No. Horrible.
So this song is called Violent.
Yes, it is.
Is the song lyrics violent?
No.
All right, let's find out.
Don't make me get violent. I want my ring back, baby. That's a diamond.
She's threatening me.
You don't listen anyway.
He took her ring.
I don't really feel like fighting. In any ways, I'll be quiet. I don't really feel like fighting. Don't make me run away out the back door. I want my clothes back. You say you miss me, so then I drive back to you. I drive back to you. Petals off of flowers. Did you ever really love me? Now my nose is filled with powder, and I think that she's.
My nose is filled with powder. You know what that is.
Drugs.
Yeah, it's drugs.
Yeah, the song's good, though.
Yeah, but she's singing about drugs. What's your teacher going to think about this?
It's just a song.
All right. I apologize, Miss Abby.
I don't condone drugs. Drugs are bad.
What if you did? What if you go, I condone it?
No, absolutely not. What do you think? I feel like you don't really like this.
What, that song?
Yeah.
No, I did. I thought her voice was nice. I did like the song.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it has an edge to it.
I'm surprised.
No, I like it.
I feel like you don't normally like songs with people whose voices sound like that.
Now.
Yes.
This song is called Under the Rainbow.
Okay.
And it's by a band called the Red Locusts.
Pride Month.
True. Yeah, why not? And what year do you think this came out?
2021.
Perfect. Let's see what you think of this. Ready?
Okay.
I am happy here under the rainbow. Benedict and Paul with them, all within a stone's throw. Let all the bluebirds fly. I'm content here just to lie underneath the rainbow as it spans the twilight sky. Don't wish upon a wishing star. It only makes you wish for more.
Ten out of ten.
Yes, because it also sounds like the Beatles, right?
Yeah, and also I was gonna say, every single male singer you show me, I don't know how to explain, they all have a quality in their voice that sounds so similar. They all, like, I feel like over enunciate every word.
Maybe that's just what I'm drawn to.
Because I don't even know how to explain it, but they all sound like, not, they're not, they don't sound the same, but
yeah,
they do things with their mouth when they sing, or like their voice that are similar.
Oh, I know what you mean. Like they open their mouth and have words come out.
Yeah. But the way they make the words sound similar.
I get you. The way they enunciate.
Mm-hmm.
So this, the singer of that band, his name's Rick Springfield. And I think they were purposely trying to make an album that sounded like Beatles.
The Beatles.
Hmm. Beatles.
No, that is the Beatles.
These are the Red Locusts.
Are they Red Locusts?
No, it's the Red Locusts, and they're trying to sound like Beatles.
Stop. The Beatles. But no, I get that.
It's your turn.
Okay. I know. I'm looking at my list.
I only have one song left, so I'm going to wait. You're going to play a couple in a row.
You have one song left?
Yeah.
Should I not have picked this many?
No, it's fine.
Okay. I think this is how you pronounce it. Andromeda?
Yeah.
By Gorillaz. That's the song.
Perfect.
That's...
Featuring Dram.
What's a Dram?
I don't know. It says featuring Dram.
I don't know, but this one's great. I think you've heard this one before, and I think this is one of the ones you liked, maybe. I'm not sure.
I hope I do.
When the case is out and tarred and sodden, take it in your heart, take it in your heart. But tell them it was cool, 'cause there's no substitute. Who even knows the truth?
Yeah, that's one you played in the car. I like that one a lot.
Okay, what's your rating?
8.
Okay, really quickly, I did look it up just now because I was wondering. The lead singer of Gorillaz is Damon Albarn.
Okay.
I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay.
And he created all of the characters that are represented by, like, the other singers in the band or the other band members.
So he created Bugs Bunny and
No, these are the characters' names.
Snoopy.
Be quiet. These are the characters' names.
Linus.
No. 2D, Murdoch Nichols, Noodle, and Russell Hobbs are the characters that are, like, represent the band.
Okay.
The band members?
Yeah, I think.
I'm pretty sure.
Cool.
But he created them, so. And he's the lead singer. So, yeah.
And I think the Powerpuff Girls sing background vocals.
Yeah. This joke is old.
What's your next? All my jokes are old.
I know. The next song is Stargazing by The Neighborhood. I like a lot of The Neighborhood songs recently.
I love Neighborhood.
The Neighborhood.
Okay.
Bad.
Okay.
Okay, play the song.
The song is called Stargazing.
What are you doing? You sound like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Oh, this is a dumb voice I do.
I don't like this voice.
I'm so dumb.
I'm sick of this character. Okay, play the song.
All right. Stargazing.
Stargazing by The Neighborhood. My teacher is going to think you are crazy, as well as any of my classmates who want to listen to this.
I don't think they've ever met me, the teachers.
The teachers? What do you mean?
Teachers.
Mrs. Abby?
Have I met teachers?
Oh, my gosh.
Do you mean the teachers or teachers?
Be quiet.
Stargazing.
Play the song.
I'm very fun at a conference.
No.
Take it from the top. If I start, I just can't stop. All the patience that I got, it's not enough to save me. It's a race against the clock, but we don't want to watch. Keep running till we're lost. Got me thinking. Pull it out of park, put it in drive. Heartbeat with mine, underneath the stars looking for a sign. Blowing in the dark till the sun shines. Made it pretty far on the first try. Might have set the bar a little too high. Started with a spark, now we're on fire. Started with a spark.
Ten. I love that.
It's great.
It's the kind of music I like.
I think it's great. I really... So all my songs have been 10s. Except Plastic Beach and... I forget. Televised or Telephones.
There was some other thing I didn't like. Mm-hmm. So you have three more songs. You have to use... You have to hold one for the playout song.
Oh.
So do you want to do the Olivia Rodrigo as our playout song?
Will we still get to talk about it?
Yeah, we'll talk about it before we play it.
Okay. Yeah, then that's...
Or do you want me to use my last song as the playout song?
Your last song is...
Okay, because you know my last song.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let me tell you something about me and school and things like that.
Yes.
And I don't think you know this about me. I hate when there's a meeting that I have to go to...
Oh, really?
...that's about, like, oh, there's an upcoming field trip.
Oh, really?
And the parents have to go, because I'm going to tell you why I hate these meetings.
Why?
Because the other parents are stupid.
It depends. I get what you're saying.
I'm going to give you an example.
Yes.
Like, let's say there's a field trip, and this has happened before, and the teachers are explaining to all the parents what's going to happen on the field trip and what you can pack and what you can bring. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, the students can only bring one carry-on bag and a backpack. And then, like, 3 minutes later, a teacher, another parent raises their hand and they're like, so can they bring two bags? And I'm just like,
ugh, that's annoying.
I'm just like, I'm in my seat and I'm just like, are you an idiot? Like, that's what, like, I'm having an internal conversation in my head. Like, I want to raise my hand and say, no, you can only bring one bag. That's what she said 3 minutes ago. And that's what's on the printout that's in front of your, that you're holding.
I think that it's just that. Yeah, you're right.
Parents are idiots.
They just, some of them just don't listen. I think that,
we're all going to meet at the flyaway at 5 a.m.
What time are we meeting at the flyaway?
Yeah, exactly. Like 2 minutes later, someone asked that.
I think that the meetings aren't bad. I think it's good to know what you're supposed to be doing, but I think that the people there need to listen. Like, you and mom take notes and stuff, which is good.
I want to get out of there as quickly as possible. Parent. Plus, those other parents are making the meeting run longer.
Yeah.
I'm concerned. My daughter needs snacks. I'm concerned about.
After they said that, oh, we're going to have meals at this time, this time, and this time. Yeah, that's
stupid. Is it possible for you to take a snack?
Okay,
oh my God.
You're annoyed, but imagine how the teachers feel when they just explained exactly. Like
I literally want to stand up and say, you, and you. Out of the meeting.
Out of the meeting if you're not going to listen.
Out of the meeting if you're not going to listen.
And then you turn and look at them.
Your children are going to be a problem on this trip. I can tell.
Exactly. And then you turn and look at them. They're on their phones. And that's why they're not listening.
I know. And they're not taking notes on their phones. They're texting and doing all kinds of
stuff. That's so annoying. That it's so annoying.
All right. Hitler plans.
That was so random.
It's not random.
Super random. Okay.
All right. Who's the next band?
This next band is The Midnight Club.
Midnight Club.
Nope. The Midnight Club. And this song is called Close Your Eyes. And Abby recommended me this song because we were talking in the car. And she took a college class. I forget what. She's fancy. She's smart. But she took a college class. And one of the girls in her college class.
I took a college class too when I was in college.
Okay, be quiet. But one of the. Oh my gosh, you make me lose my train of thought so easily. No, it's okay.
I do that.
But at least you're admitting it. Mm-hmm. But she took a college class. And one of the girls in her college class. She's dating the lead singer of this band. So then she...
Wait, Abby's dating
Abby's...
Friend.
This oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I'm one of the parents now at the meeting.
Exactly.
Okay, I apologize.
This girl that Abby met in her college class is dating the lead singer of this band called The Midnight Club. And so Abby was playing a song by them in the car and was like, just told me that. And I was like, oh, what a fun fact. And then I just put the song on my playlist because it's good. Okay. So it's called Close Your Eyes by The Midnight Club.
By Midnight Club.
The Midnight Club.
By Midnight the Club.
Absolutely not.
Close your eyes as it eats at us. Oh, eats at us. Let the daydream in your head become your life. Close your eyes while they scream for us. They scream at us. Hear the choirs in your head sing one last time. Don't you know when your eyes are closed? You see the world from the clouds along with everybody else. Don't you know when your eyes are closed?
Do you think he's a better boyfriend than a singer?
You don't like his voice.
It's fine.
No. His voice heavily reminds me of Brendan Urie. Brendan Urie's voice. Lead singer of Panic at the Disco.
All right. I can see that. I can hear that.
Yeah.
All right.
But it reminds me so much of his voice. Like, they're old stuff,
yeah.
I feel like.
Well, he'll
not like Death of a Bachelor, but like old.
No,
old
you're just
stuff.
Talking gibberish.
No, that's a song by Panic at the Disco. But you
Panic!
Be quiet. You make this joke all the time. Every single time.
It's got
time,
an exclamation point.
It does.
Panic!
No.
At the disco.
But.
Where's it? Panic at disco.
Oh my. This joke has gone on for too long.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners aren't even going to understand what the joke is anymore. But anyways.
Listeners? You think people are listening?
Be quiet. Oh my gosh. The amount of times I've had to tell you to be quiet is
I'm a little
is
punchy.
Crazy.
I'm a little punchy right now. I got up early today.
I can tell. Anyways, mm-hmm. what do you think of the song?
I like it.
This has gone on for too long.
I like it.
You like it?
Yes.
Okay. Do I play another one?
Yeah, you have two more and then I'll do the play out.
Okay. This one is Are You Satisfied by Marina and the Diamonds. I really like Marina and the Diamonds.
Look, the Marina and Diamonds are great.
Oh, God.
That's my last chance. That was my last time
no
to do it.
No more.
It was my last time.
No more. Okay.
Okay. Are you satisfied?
Are you satisfied? Yes. Are you satisfied with the amount of times you made that joke?
I kind of am.
Okay, now play the song.
Pulling up my hair the day I cut the deal. Chemically calm, was I meant to feel happy that my life was just about a change?
I knew it.
Yeah, I, like
I
that
knew
song.
Exactly that it was going to be 10. It's great. It's super, super.
I love them diamonds.
Good. Me too.
All right. This is your last song, and then we'll do a little promoting.
Okay. This song is called Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo. This is really good.
Is Miss Abby a good teacher?
Of course.
What does she bring to the program?
That's like different.
Yeah, or whatever.
Than perhaps a different sure. teacher could bring. Ooh, she's very thorough when she teaches about music theory and stuff, which I really like. And she makes sure to explain it as many times as you need for people like me who have a harder time with music theory. So I think that's great. And also, I think she makes the choir program feel like family.
Well, that's good. That's very important.
And gives, like you were, like, for example, she gives like personalized awards at the end of the year
mm-hmm.
for just like for fun. And I like it.
Good.
And it's great.
When teachers make it fun, It's easier to learn, and it's fun, and it's easier to learn.
Yep, exactly. Right, okay, so Brutal.
All things should be fun.
Yes, I agree.
Like when I see, like, you know, during the Super Bowl where they make commercials that are funny that air during the Super Bowl?
I don't really watch the Super Bowl, but sure.
All right. Well, during the Super Bowl, they usually go all out with their commercials, and they lean towards making them humorous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why they don't make all commercials funny.
I'm trying to think of a Super Bowl commercial I've seen. Timothy Chalamet in the Edward Scissorhands one, was that?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Super Bowl commercial.
I believe so, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, so make all the commercials funny.
It's like a cinematic. Well, I think it's just hard because probably they don't have the budget for that.
Well, I mean, you can create something funny on a small budget. There's no budget here today.
Wonder what I think is funny?
What?
When they do commercials about medicine and then they just show pictures of like fields and flowers and families mm. having fun, and then it's like side effects may include blah blah mm. blah. I think that's funny in itself. I'm like, what? They're talking about how side effects may include death, but then showing yep. a family at a barbecue.
I'm gonna make up a medicine name. We'll call it dioxamine.
Okay.
And then it's a commercial for dioxamine, and mm-hmm. it'll say, if you're allergic to dioxamine, don't take dioxamine. Really? Really?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? No, seriously. Right. Who would... I think that's stupid when commercials say... Or are those even commercials? Infomercials?
No, they're commercials for
I don't like,
new medicines.
I don't like when they say if you're allergic to it, don't take it. How would you know you're allergic to it if you've never taken it?
Exactly.
And if you are allergic to it, why are you even watching the commercial?
Right.
Anyways, Brutal by Olivia Rodrigo.
From the album Sour.
Great, great song.
Don't influence me.
It's great.
I know it's explicit. It's got an E.
I forget why.
No, you know.
Now play it.
I'm gonna.
I'm so insecure, I think that I'll die before I drink. And I'm so caught up in the news of who likes me and who hates you. And I'm so tired that I might quit my job, start a new life. And they'd all be so disappointed, cause who am I if not exploited? And I'm so sick of 17. Where's my fucking
That's the bad word. I forgot.
Tells me
the
one
F
more
word.
Time. Enjoy your youth.
The biggest of the
cry.
Bad words.
And I don't stick up for myself. I'm anxious and nothing can help. And I wish I'd done this before. And I wish people liked me more. Brutal out here.
I love songs when they put that filter on and the music stops and then they just say something like when she said, it's brutal out here.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all over that. 10.
Yay. Like there's a Billie Eilish song that does that.
Yeah, Billie Eilish needs to perk it up a bit.
You don't like her sad music?
Well, her third album's coming out, and if it's a third album of mopey sad music, I think I want a little bit of a change.
I like it, but I think that I could see Taylor Swift singing that song.
Yeah.
I think, but yeah, I didn't really play a lot of songs that people were comparing to Taylor Swift, comparing her to Taylor Swift. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
But I think it's her writing style.
Yeah, no, it's good. She's good, and she's young, right?
She's 17.
Wow, and that's how old Taylor was when she started, right?
No, she was 15. Are you kidding?
15, that's right. She has a song called 15. Yeah, I get it.
You get it. Okay, now play your song.
Well, first of all, we have to do a little promoting.
Right.
Do you want people to follow you on Instagram, or do you think that's weird?
I don't care.
Okay, do you want to give out your Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram. Wow. My Instagram is _RitaDodson_. That's it.
All right, cool. And are you out there anywhere else? TikTok?
Don't follow my TikTok.
Why? What are you doing on there?
I don't know.
You doing inappropriate stuff on TikTok?
No, of course not. It's just not like Instagram.
All right, cool. So Instagram's where you want.
TikTok's just for fun. Instagram's also for fun, but I feel like it's just normal stuff, pictures.
All right, cool. We are at Rock Solid Show on Twitter. I believe we're at Rock Solid Show on Instagram also. Do you follow my Instagram? At Rock Solid Show?
I think so.
Could you look it up and tell me if we are at Rock Solid Show? Lisa Solak is running our Instagram.
Rock Solid.
At @ala005. Follow Lisa. Kyle is at KyleDotsonFunny. Let's follow Kyle.
Yeah, it is Rock Solid Show.
Okay.
With a whopping 490 followers.
Well, how many do you have?
1,085.
Well, don't diss it. We've really just started to come into our own with the Instagram.
I didn't even know you were posting. Wait, who posts for you?
A friend of mine, Lisa Solak, is now running that.
Ooh, fun.
So.
Looks pretty good. I approve.
Maybe you follow Lisa Solak on there.
Sure.
Don't belittle me.
Oh my gosh, wait a second. I have a funny comment.
Okay, what?
Speaking of TikTok.
Okay.
One time, someone commented on my TikTok, are you the girl who does the podcast with her dad? And I was like, yes. I don't know how they found my TikTok, but...
But don't you have another Instagram fan from another country?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't even remember how that came to be.
He's from like New Zealand or something, isn't he?
No, he's from, oh my gosh, Scotland. I don't even remember how that came to be.
Well, maybe.
But, yes. I remember his like Snapchat or something was in my recommended. So I added him on Snapchat. And then he was like, are you the girl that does a podcast with her dad? And I was like, yes, I am. It's kind of awkward.
Don't let him catfish you.
No.
All right, cool.
Definitely not a catfish.
You're known worldwide now because you're dead.
I know. A little bit embarrassing. But it was nice.
We are at Rock Solid Show. You can go to the Patreon page. It's patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast if you want to promote the show and win prizes and get your episodes ASAP like this one. We record it and then people will get it probably a month before it drops to the world. So with that, Rita, thank you so much. What do you?
I want to say something.
Okay, go ahead.
Because this is my choir project.
Okay, you want to wrap it up with some choir talk?
I just want to wrap it up with talking about this project. So okay. I just want to say this was a really fun project, and I liked that this final project wasn't like, we usually just do solos and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I really liked that. And for whoever's listening, Mrs. Abby, and maybe my class, if I don't really know where I'd put it where they could listen to it, but I hope that they enjoyed it and that you listened to more of my dad's podcast.
Well, I'll send you the file and then you can email it to your friends.
Sure.
Or not.
Maybe. I don't know.
Are you prepared to sing a little bit for us right now?
I'm not going to sing right now.
Why not?
I don't feel like it.
What, just like two lines
it's
of something.
Putting me on the spot.
You've been warming up your voice for an hour and a half.
Absolutely not. No, actually, I'm just speaking for an hour and a half.
Isn't that the same?
Nope.
Because I think I could sing right now.
I don't think I'd want you to sing right now.
All right. My playout song.
Yes.
Is a Taylor Swift song. And it's from her 2021 album called Fearless, Taylor's version. And I just wanted to play the song Love Story.
Oh, great.
Because I love that song. And she's really recreated these songs. They sound almost, her voice just sounds a little bit more mature, but everything sounds almost exactly the same. So
exactly.
If you're going to buy Fearless, please buy Taylor's version.
I agree.
So that the bad people don't get the money.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, thank you, Rita.
Thank you for being a part of my project. And I always like doing these podcasts with you.
Okay, now you're just, you're sucking up.
No, I'm being nice. I do like these ones.
All right. There'll be something in your Venmo account later.
Thank you.
All right. Love you, honey.
Love you, too.
Here comes Love Story.
Nice.